What's up, party people? It's your boy Ubiquitous from the Rock Solid Radio Show. Just letting you know to check out the Patreon page for the CSPN, where you can find exclusive paid content not found through the free outlets. That's www.patreon.com/CSPNmedia. Go there to check out exclusive paid content for the Rock Solid Radio Show, as well as other CSPN Media podcasts. This week's episode of the Rock Solid Radio Show is brought to you by Funko, fun at first sight. Funko is your home for exclusive collectibles such as their world-famous pop vinyl bobbleheads, apparel, t-shirts, hats, socks, and brand merchandise, including custom do-it-yourself pop figures, art books, and skateboards. And now, listeners of the Rock Solid Radio Show can enjoy 10% off of your entire purchase when shopping at Funko. To place your first order with 10% off, and to help keep our show free for you, go to our network website at cspn.us. Click on the Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the page, and from there, scroll down to the Funko link and place your order. When you get to the checkout, put in the offer code SHOP10 for your 10% off discount. Funko through cspn.us. Do it today. And now, let's start the show.
The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Up in this, skeeting on your eardrum in the 2019, it's the Rock Solid Radio Show, as always, coming at you live from the Rock House at an undisclosed secret location. Yeah. As always, I'm your humble host, Ubiquitous. I ain't even going to go into all my aliases this week. As always, I got my right-hand man, my nigga, yo nigga, Ty Digger.
As my saddest and deepest regrets that I have to report, rest in peace to the booty wall at Howard University in front of the quad.
What?
They tore it down, dog.
What?
They demolished it.
No!
Dog, you know how much cake baking happened? More cakes than Debbie's, dog. Like,
yo!
That oven stayed at a warm 450 degrees, dog. Especially during freshman orientation.
Oh, my God. Ugh. The vultures would be out,
Jesus.
Dog. And see, I was never a purveyor of the booty wall as far as, like, using it as hunting grounds. It was a nice showcase, don't get me wrong.
Oh, no. It wasn't so much as a hunting ground. I mean, if it was a hunting ground.
Oh, it was a hunting ground.
If it's all of that, trust me, it was going back and forth both ways. Like,
oh, I see.
Everybody there was hunting.
Yeah. No, but yes and no. I mean, because
most of the people there were hunting.
Most of the chicks were just walking past, getting to and from class or, you know, or the club.
Mm-mm. I'm talking about, I'm not talking about doing the school year booty wall. I'm talking doing that freshman week
that
orientation where nobody's going to class.
I'm about to say them last couple of weeks of August.
Yes. I'm talking for classes.
Right after the pinning ceremony.
Yep. Before, for some of us. I was there in 95, dog. Oh, I put in hours in that bitch, dog. Like, shorty get the talking, we get the rapping, and I just figured one day I'll be able to bring my children back and be like, hey, this is where I met your mother at. But the kids don't know what that area was really about. Like, they don't know the savage part of it. Like,
they just think it's a nice, wholesome college love story.
Yeah. Nobody had love on their mind. Oh, God, Tam's not here, dog. You...
I was just about to mention that. Yeah, Dr. Tam is missing in action again this week. So you'll be rocking with your boys, Ubiquitous and Ty Digger.
There's gonna be might not be no filthy today.
Well, there's definitely gonna be no never mind. No, I'm not gonna put her out there like that. Well, actually, yeah, I am. I was about to say it's definitely not gonna be anybody put on blast this week.
Oh my God, please stop.
You know I still haven't uploaded that episode yet.
You might as well.
I'm going to.
You have to.
Oh, I'm going to.
It was a wild episode.
Yeah.
Before we move on, I'd like to make another announcement. To you Atlanta Falcon fans that have such big issues with Cam Newton, I don't know, did he not sign an autograph? He promised your sister to go to the prom, and Outkast was in town. He decided to go to the Outkast concert, which, honestly, Outkast over the prom, I probably would have went to the Outkast concert, too.
Outkast over the prom with your sister.
Yeah, pretty much. You cannot talk about him failing in the Super Bowl after you motherfuckers were up 28-3 in the very next Super Bowl. Like, we don't get the bash Cam on that. Like, you motherfuckers are up at a time where everybody in the second half where everybody's dancing. The old lineman got his kids coming down here. The DB got four baby mamas, and they all trying to get close enough to touch the Lombardi Trophy. You motherfuckers was doing all that while losing a 28-3 lead. Like, people will remember 28-3 forever. You're the Washington Generals of championship sports. Like, that's some epic shit. That's like the Mets having to pay Bobby Bonilla $1 million every year until 2035. Like,
yeah.
Niggas who don't know football will remember, hey, that team, the Falcons, blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. And they're not going to talk about Tom Brady as he's some god. They're going to talk about him just like he's a scrub. It's going to be more about how you motherfuckers failed. So, yeah, lay off Cam Newton. Or we going to get these 28-3 jokes back cranking.
Dude, you sound angry.
I am angry. How dare they? This is the franchise that flapped their arms like a fucking chicken on the way to their first fucking Super Bowl. Like this, you might as well put on one of those Mantan outfits, motherfuckers.
Anyway, this week, really don't have a whole lot actually lined up, scheduled, or anything. It's kind of like, well, last week we at least had some topics.
Yeah, we did have some topics. See,
this is why I hate when Tam is actually not here.
She pay attention to the news.
Yeah.
Like, I pay attention to it, but I don't, like, really remember a lot of it because I'm at the point where I don't give a fuck anymore.
You know, it's hit or miss for me. Like, some weeks I'm, like, ultra in tune with what's going on in the outside world, and then other weeks I'm just like, I really don't want to leave the studio or look at a TV or a social media feed or anything, you know? I mean, we already know I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. And I've been kind of like cooling back on Instagram as well. So
I just feel like it's the same shit being repeated over and over again. Like, I feel like if I go a week without paying attention to it, I don't think I'll miss much.
I can see that. Your boy Trump, though, did come for Barack and Michelle's neck this week over their book deals, talking about they should have their book deals being investigated. He's really big butthurt about what's going on. He's really big butthurt.
They should investigate their book deal. Like, he ain't about to go get one as soon as he's voted out.
That's right.
But why is he so worried about what Obama's doing? Like, is it because he's not getting the same love as Obama got?
It's because, well, it's been because of that. He's been had a hard on for Obama over that. But it's also because, like I said, that heat is coming down on his ass. He realized that it's about to get hot in that kitchen, and he's trying to deflect any way he can. That's what that boils down to.
Watch he pay reparations, dog.
Just
to get that heat up off him, dog. You know it's gonna make him sick, though. But
nigga, hell, nigga, that'll be political suicide for him, dude. He wouldn't do that shit.
Shit, he got the Republicans in his back pocket.
That's what I'm saying, though, man. But he has some Republicans in his back pocket because he's got the racists in his other back pocket. He need the numbers.
That Russian heat, though. That Mueller heat, for real. How long is it going to be when you don't look at these rednecks? You're like, you know what? Fuck these niggas. I want all Confederate statues torn down immediately.
Yeah, but no. Nah, he'll never.
It ain't hot enough yet. But trust me, it's getting warm. He's uncomfortable.
Shit. I don't know. Let's see what else is going on in the news this week.
49ers look good at practice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they look defensively, they look pretty good. I don't know why, because I don't know if it's because the offense is going to be shitty, but defense actually look good. The Bosa kid, speaking of Trump buddies, he's like, he might be a beast.
Oh, okay.
But he's going to embarrass y'all a lot with his Trump-leaning tweets, though. A whole lot.
What you call it? Merce and Ninth Wonder came out with a new album. I don't think, can't remember if it was last week or the week before, but yeah, shit's fire. Shit is dopeness. It's been a lot of like good shit coming out lately. From veterans, like not these new niggas. I mean, dope albums, too. Not just like... You know, sometimes the vets that have those albums that sound like I am grasping for the last, you know, bit of my 15 minutes of fame that I can get.
Mm-hmm. But... And some of those albums, because they go away from their sound, though.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to appeal to a younger audience or what they feel is a newer audience.
And, like... You mean you about to just throw away your day ones?
And that's my thing. Like, don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't want to hear you necessarily doing the same album that you did 15 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you know, I don't necessarily want that. However, Like, there are certain elements of your artistry that made you who you are, or who, that brought you the acclaim that it brought you.
I don't want you talking about what you're doing in your first album on your fourth album. Like, right. If you was talking about robbing, murdering, doing some gangster shit by your fourth album and you're that big in the game, millions of dollars and shit like that, you can't still talk about, you know, I'm on the streets all the time. Like,
right.
Because you're not. Just like Big said, like, I can't rap about being poor no more because I'm not poor. Like, that's not my experience anymore. But yeah, don't throw away your day ones. Just try to stay with this, with some new fad or something like that. Your regulars keep you floating.
Right.
Why do you think you see Redman and Snoop all over the place?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't throw away their day ones. And they both stay real.
Yeah, yeah. Just reading a story, CNN. So apparently these two people missed a connecting flight, or the flight got canceled or something like that. And the airline, you know, as most airlines do, you know, they offered to put them up in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was one room with one bed.
Okay.
Two people who don't know each other from a can of paint.
Holy shit.
One was a 71-year-old woman. And the other was a 35-year-old man.
Yikes. I thought it was a couple.
No.
Oh.
No.
That's bad. That's really bad.
Apparently this was Air Canada that did this to these people.
Wow. I think the lesson here is don't miss your flight.
Fuck that. No, the lesson here is don't fly Air Canada.
Well, that too, that's understood. But really the lesson here is you don't think any of those other airlines would do that?
Shit. I mean, I've been in a situation. I've been in well, not that situation. But I've been put up in a hotel room by airline overnight.
Nigga, and Spirit ain't going to give you the option of a hotel.
Hell no.
Them niggas give you a tarp and tell you to make go out there and make you a tent.
Nigga, they give you a tarp? Nigga, they give you one of them toilet paper pillows. Tell you go lay across the damn seats in the terminal.
We know the best position to be in is actually have your bags up against the wall and you just lean back just like that. Yeah. That's like the best sleep position because we ain't putting you in no motherfucking hotel.
They give you advice on how to sleep standing up.
Shorty doesn't even acknowledge you. She just hands you the list of hotels in the area.
You better be back at this bitch by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Listen. Unless we will leave your ass.
Again. You might want to get here by 6 o'clock because we might forget how your face looked.
Oh, man.
Did you know that there was a House Party 5?
Wait a minute, what? I'm going to be real, though. I didn't even realize it was a House Party 4.
We don't talk about that movie. We don't talk about House Party 4. You know the only reason I have House Party 4?
You have House Party 4?
Yes, because it was the House Party series. So they've been jamming House Party 4 into that shit. That's why niggas have it. Like, I haven't watched it yet, though. Not gonna watch it.
What was it made directly to Netflix or some shit? Like,
no. Oh, what, House Party 5?
Well, both.
Well, House Party 4 was like in the late 90s.
Really?
Immature was
in I was about it. To say, was that the one with Immature in
yes.
it? That was House Party 4?
They was in 3.
Okay, I was about to say, I remember 3.
Yeah. House Party 4 was just about them.
Oh, yeah, I don't. Nah.
No kid, no play, no full force. Yeah,
nah. No Martin.
Yeah.
No Tisha Campbell. It's a waste.
I mean, shit, Tisha Campbell wasn't in 3. Yeah, but for like a scene.
She was in them for more than a scene. She definitely had a decreased role, but it wasn't, you know.
Oh, it was decreased.
She was still, her character was still central to the story.
It was central to the story. Because
her character was, you know, I mean, it was like, that was Kid's ex, you know, like, that was the one that the new woman had to, you know, compete with the memory of, you know.
Ain't seen enough of her for...
Yo, Kid, whatever happened to that one big booty chick you was dealing with? The light-skinned joint. Sorry. Right in front of the new chick, my nigga.
Sorry.
She was in that movie.
Yo, imagine with your wife and somebody was like, yo, ubiquitous. Man, what about that big booty broad that you was messing with at homecoming, dog? I'd just be like, you know what, sir? I was wondering this morning, what would it be like to get a whole fucking shouting match with my wife? Thank you for now giving me that opportunity to.
Oh, man.
I had aspirations of sex tonight. Thank you for killing that.
Thanks for quashing that idea.
Maybe I should go back to writing that book I was doing.
But nah. No, it's crazy. Shit's bananas.
Yeah, House Party 5, though. I know it was straight
it's gotta
trash.
It's got to be doo-doo, because I didn't even realize there was a House
straight
Party 5.
Trash.
They really should have left it alone after 2. They really should have. 3 was
Three had its moments.
It had its moments.
But 1 and 2, though?
Yeah, 1 and 2 were classics. 1 was a classic.
Oh, dog. 1 is a...
Two was a strong, you know, follow up.
1 was the first. It was one of the first movies I went to without my mom.
Okay,
my homeboy dad took us. See, House Party.
Y'all niggas still had adult supervision. You made it sound like it was a major fucking milestone.
Nah,
I went without my mom.
Nah, this cat I probably wouldn't want around kids.
He was not the responsible figure in the room.
Yeah, he really wasn't.
Wow.
But it's definitely a classic. I think Class Act was better than House Party 2, though.
Yeah. I'd have to agree.
And you know what the biggest disappointment about the House Party franchise? They never address why Stab was so mad at Kid. They never really addressed that.
It couldn't just be that he just happened to be a damn bully?
No, he was definitely a bully, but yo, bullies fuck with people for the joy of fucking with people. Yo, he really hated Kid, dog. He hated a nigga that was no threat to him in any fashion.
But see, I think that's what it was. I think it started off just as, you know, I'm just gonna bully this nigga because I can. And then it just like the more that Kid would frustrate him, like the more, like it just fed into the deep-seated hatred.
How was Kid frustrating? Was like he just kept on smiling and going on about his day.
Well, I mean, whenever dude would try to fuck with him, he would always find a way to like basically turn the tables on him.
True.
Yeah.
Yo, that's some hate. Yo, the nigga said when he's with his shorty, he sees this nigga, dog, and it like kills the whole mood. Like,
I'm sorry,
I've never hated a man like that.
No, I don't know that level of hatred.
Son, the nigga was gonna burn the house down, dog.
Yeah, you think about it. It was some really disturbing shit going on.
Again, my question is, what did Kid do to him before this movie started? Like, because him bumping into him to the I bumped into bullies in the cafeteria. It didn't lead to niggas burning my house down. Like,
right.
And he called his boys out because they didn't want to burn the niggas' house down. Do I smell pussy?
I smell.
Isn't that what led to, that was part of No Vaseline.
What?
I smell pussy. Like, oh, you can hear it in the background.
Yeah. In the intro.
The intro was amazing. No, listen, people. The intro to No Vaseline was like, is the best thing ever because he was looping shit those niggas were saying about him versus what people were saying about them after he left. Like, that was crazy. Like, the nigga in the background, real niggas. That nigga Drake Yell used to wear lipstick and lace. All I know, I wanted my motherfucking money back. And then Ice Cube goes in.
Yeah. That, to this day, is still probably the best diss song ever made.
Yo, he goes in.
Like, he, like, yeah. That nigga gets personal.
Yeah.
He gets very personal.
I can't believe these niggas are still cool.
Because sometimes you just gotta, you have to admit when you catch that fade. You got to admit it.
Yeah, true, true.
Sometimes you, I mean, you can't even be...
It was his night.
Yeah, you can't even hold animosity for that.
They should have left that nigga alone when he left.
And that's the funny thing about it, because he wasn't even really beefing with them. He just wanted to be off, get his own money, and call it a day. Y'all niggas do what y'all do, I'm do what I do.
That nigga was tired of not getting paid.
Yeah.
They should have respected that, but nah. Easy hype them niggas up into a lyrical nuclear bomb that blew straight up in their faces. That and the grinding diss, Exhibit Jermaine Dupri were like two of my favorite diss songs.
Yeah, I can see
like
that.
Ever.
I can see that. I'm trying to think, what's another? I think what you call it, Dollars and Cents.
Yeah,
DJ Quick going at MC8. That's another classic. That's a West Coast classic diss song. Like, because niggas on the West Coast, like some of the shit that's said in that song, like you had to be from LA to pick up on it. Like when he says, calling me skinny, you's a clown. I'm gonna call you Theo because you weigh 92.3 pounds. That's an LA thing. Mm. Like there was a DJ on the radio back in LA. His name was Theo. And it was funny because Theo's voice is a lot like how mine is when I talk like this.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Theo sounded.
Okay.
You know, on the radio. So imagine everybody's surprise when the radio station, which was 92.3 The Beat, that was the name of that was the station, which explains the line, the reference. But they held a skate party, and for the first time, people actually saw what Theo looks like. Theo was this skinny Filipino dude, like... who sounded like this big black dude. But it's funny. But anyway. But no, the reference was calling me skinny, use a clown. I'm going to call you Theo because you weigh 92.3 pounds.
Okay.
That's where that. But like I said, if you're not from LA, you don't really get that reference. So that's why I think that Dollars and Cents may not be as far high on the all-time list, but it's definitely up there on the West Coast list. What you call it? Excuse me. The Loonies and Too Short had was going at it for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to listen to some of that after the show.
Yeah, what you call it? Loonies, they said something about running Too Short out of Oakland. But yeah, they had beef, which of course, you know, was squashed. They reconciled.
I mean, the Nas Jay-Z beef gave us some classic songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga. Well, it wasn't Nas Jay-Z, but Beanie and Jada.
Yeah, yeah.
The Empire Strike Back. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, those are some classic, that was a classic battle series.
Kick shit. A nigga ball over the fence and let him know who yard is this.
Royce 5'9" versus D12, and even Eminem at one point. Yeah, a lot of niggas don't unless you saw the only niggas who saw the beef CD like really know about that beef though.
I have to watch this.
Yeah, when Royce was beefing with D12 and all them. Oh yeah, Malcolm. I don't know if you ever heard Royce's song Malcolm X. That shit's about D12.
Damn.
Yeah, he went at the niggas hard. Like this is I think this if I'm not mistaken this is all before Proof died, before that. Yeah,
I mean, but it's Royce. Like, he has the ability to murder entire stables.
Dog.
Like,
I think it's entire crews that wouldn't go against him by himself.
I would definitely stay quiet lyrically about Royce. Like, there's a lot of cats I battle before. I battle Jigga before I battle Royce.
Yeah.
And I respect Jay-Z's rhyme ability. So, yeah, I can get why Royce got off there.
Who else? Another. I mean, do we count any of LL's numerous adversaries?
Those battles? Got a couple of them. Him and Kumo D.
Him and Kumo D. Him and Cannabis.
Him and Ice-T.
Him and Ice-T. Him and Hammer.
I still don't understand that one.
But. I mean, you know what? I think that kind of shit was just ego shit. I think.
Jay-Z.
LL Cool J and Jay-Z had beef?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was right before LL Cool J album dropped. That's what, to me, that what made it like some real weird shit. Like,
oh, you know what? I think I remember with that shit. Is that when Jay-Z was running Def Jam?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that shit now. I think this is right before the Phenomenon album, I believe, mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, which was lightweight. The majority of it was garbage.
Majority? I mean, that Phenomenon song, that kind of popped.
Yeah.
But the rest of that album was mid. See why Jay-Z wasn't trying to let it drop. But yeah, that was... It was kind of whack, actually. It was a whack beef, because Jay-Z didn't really respond to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for the part on the Get Money remix at the end of when he's went from pounds to pesos to yen. And, like, when they get to the end of that, you can slightly hear 50 saying, fuck Cool J. Like, Well, maybe it's me hearing shit, but I swear I heard, Uff Cool J, like.
What's call it? Rakim and Big Daddy Kane?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
T.I. and Lil Flip?
T.I. and Lil Flip. T.I. and what you call it?
Shorty Low.
Well, I was going to say Ludacris.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
The Ludacris T.I. thing was crazy. But... Yo, the nigga Shorty Lowe said T.I. couldn't come to the West Side. This nigga shot a whole video in that nigga's hood, dog. Them niggas shot a whole video, dog. I can't come where?
I was about to say, that's disrespecting the motherfucker. Like, you tell me I can't come to your hood, nigga. I'm bringing news cameras, lights. They shutting down cities. I mean, they shutting down streets.
Nigga had a cookout in that nigga's hood, dog. And the niggas at the cookout doing the Shawty Low dance, dog. Like, come on, man. These niggas in your hood, dog. Niggas in your hood allowed that, dog. Like,
so one or two things going on here. There's one or two dynamics going on here. Either you're a bitch or... The niggas you hang with are bitch. That's one or two dynamics going on there.
Yo, these niggas in your hood, dog, patting this nigga on the back, eating food he brought into a hood that you closed off from him. Closed it off.
You declared it a no-fly zone.
Yo!
This nigga doing barrel rolls. Loop-de-loos and everything over your hood. But it's a no-fly zone, though.
Niggas spray-painting words and shit in the air.
He said niggas skywriting. This nigga skywriting in your hood during a no-fly zone warning.
And he ain't coming in with no jet, dog. That nigga skywriting in one of those little-ass planes,
one of those prop planes.
Them shits that you gotta, like, grab by the prop. And spin it first before it starts.
Oh, shit. What else we got this week? Oh, my God.
What else do we want to talk about? NFL season coming up. We talked a little bit about Cam Newton.
I'm not really, you know what? I can't really get excited for the NFL anymore. I really don't. Maybe if I got back into fantasy football, I might.
That shit makes it too much like a fucking business, dog. I'd be cheering against my self-interest, like, every week.
Yeah, it's true.
I need these motherfucking Panthers to get to the playoffs, dog. Fuck them fantasy points. I mean, it sucks to lose, but...
Yeah.
You know, I need Buffalo's defense to get torched tomorrow night.
Oh, here's something funny. So I guess they were interviewing Paul George, you know, after his trade to the Clippers. And he said that he felt like, you know, it was a mutual agreement to part ways between him and the Thunder.
Oh, was it?
So, of course, Thunder GM Sam Presti, during a interview, during a news conference, said basically, nah. Oh. It wasn't mutual. It was nowhere near mutual. I mean, basically, Paul asked to leave. Basically, Paul George asked to leave, and he didn't put up a fight, but it wasn't mutual. It wasn't like they were looking to get rid of Paul George, and this just happened to work out that way. Yeah,
but they just got him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would we get rid of Paul George? Like, I mean, we ain't have nothing. It was pretty much one of those, wasn't shit we could do about it.
Right.
I mean, we could have kept them, but now this motherfucker is disgruntled throughout the year. And how long would it be before him and Westbrook start butting heads because he's disgruntled?
Talk about George?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, two first round exits in a row. I mean... You know, and y'all supposed to be this is supposed to be the leap year. So, I mean, understand why.
Getting that jade in the face in their season this year, dog.
Yeah, that was,
that's enough to break the strongest of men. It almost broke me, and I'm not even a Thunder fan. Like, imagine losing like that.
That shit does hurt.
Oh, God.
And then he dismissed them after he hit the shot. Bye-bye.
He said bye-bye. Where's Westbrook now? Miami, right?
Mm-mm. Houston. Yeah, they traded him to Houston. So now he's going to be there with Harden. Man, and you know what? You know who's mad? You know who's mad right now? If I'm him? James Harden.
Oh, hell yeah.
Y'all got rid of Chris Paul, bum ass. To bring this nigga in here? Y'all threw me from the frying pan straight to the fire.
This nigga's only about his numbers.
James Harden thought he was going to be in line for MVP next year.
Not on Westbrook's watch.
Now this nigga Westbrook chucking up 40 shots a night.
Nigga running at the basketball room full speed just to rocket it out a shot to somebody on the outside. Like, come on, man.
Somebody's got to get traded on that team.
Yo.
Somebody's got to get traded.
I made a bet that Austin Rivers would be the first person that Westbrook punches while he's in Houston.
Oh, shit.
I would pay money for to be able to watch Houston practices. The only thing that would have made me more excited... If Kobe Bryant ended up being the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Why would that excite you?
Can you imagine how Kobe Bryant would talk to some of these cats?
Yes, I can.
Disgruntled old man Kobe? Old man Kobe didn't give a fuck about making friends.
Shit, young man Kobe didn't give a fuck about making friends, really. Real shit.
I mean, he played the role, though, like.
Yeah, yeah.
He played the role for a little while, but old man, man, at the end of the road, Kobe?
Oh, man.
Him and LeBron be going back and forth. I wouldn't be surprised if Kobe suited up. After that first 3-game losing streak, I wouldn't be surprised Kobe ran out there in a uniform.
They need to keep a roster spot open all year just for that purpose, just in case. Just in case.
Have the staff put up his jersey every night. Make sure the rings is where LeBron can see them. You imagine Kobe Bryant with 6 world top championships?
Yeah.
You imagine him with more than Jordan?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Because you know he'll bring it up. Kobe strikes me as a nigga that brings shit up like that up.
He's a rubbing in your face nigga.
I mean, you saw the commercial with him and Jalen Rose. That nigga ordered 81 olives. Come on, dog.
Oh, shit. What else we got, man? We got. Do we have anything?
Not really. I thought we were just rapping.
Okay, I mean, that's cool, too.
We're just chilling. I mean, we're both looking at our phones, but nothing pops up. Yo, nothing important pops up when you fucking need it from the
right,
fucking
phone. Right, when we're doing the show. During the week. It'd be all kind of shit. I'm like, yo, we're going to talk about that this week. We're going to talk about that this week.
Then as you're driving home, pops up on your phone, Trump and Public Enemy did a concert together. Like, some shit that we can really talk about.
You wildin', dog.
You imagine a Trump Public Enemy concert?
Dude, no. No, no, no.
Like, both sides would literally have to be segregated.
It looked like a concert from the 50s.
They could not cross over to both sides. Like, nobody can cross over. But of course, you have some of them niggas, knuckleheaded niggas, to be in the white group. Trump tells it like it is. And then these motherfuckers be on TV talking about some, oh, Trump's rhetoric is so hurtful to us.
These old Uncle Ruckus ass niggas. Wow.
What do they think they proven?
You talk about them step and fetch it?
Yeah, what do they...
Real shit, though, some of these niggas just talk like that just to be different, just to be contrarian.
I hate a motherfucker like that.
I really do. You and I both know motherfuckers like that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, what you're about to say isn't groundbreaking. It's just you taking the opposite end. Like, okay, and why? Then they don't have no answer for you.
Right.
Now you're being rude. It's because I asked you to think.
I'm not racist. You're racist.
Why are people so mad at Europeans? Like, nigga, open up a fucking history book. Like, right? I think some of these people have legitimate gripes, mainly the Native Americans. Like, I think they really have a beef. Like,
yeah.
Maybe more than African Americans. Like, if we're keeping it 1,000, like, we wasn't eradicated. Like, there wasn't government programs created to make sure that we don't respond like that. Yo, if they could have, they could have really wiped us red.
COINTELPRO.
I mean, that's the police, so it's what they do.
But I'm saying, it wasn't just the police, though. It was the feds, too. The feds working in conjunction with the police.
Them niggas police, too. They arrest people. It's just certain levels. JV, varsity, college, minor league, pros.
But I'm saying, these were government programs built specifically to try to destroy our communities from the inside out. Literally.
I mean, I would say the feds more so than the police. Because they actually had the ability to do that.
I mean, in any event, I mean, you know.
But, I mean.
Fuck this government. But.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm just saying the Native American, like, yo, like, they really lost some shit. Like,
I mean. Yeah.
Like, to the point where you don't even know certain tribes anymore. Like, they just simply don't exist.
Right, right.
But I see where you're coming from, though.
I mean, either way, like I said, it's all fucked up. Regardless, it's all fucked up. So
I would I would figure one would be, to bring it full circle, one would be open to listening to the complaint of somebody that you did this to. Damn, we really don't, really do miss Tam on this show.
It's going to be a short show this week, dog.
Jesus.
I guarantee it. Like,
and then we're going to have so much to fucking talk about as soon as we
I know, right?
Click off. Yeah. Like, trust me, we're not going anywhere after we...
After we stop recording.
We talked about the... I don't think we gave the booty wall enough.
It's not really... Here's the problem with trying to give too much pub for the booty wall. Because there's only a really, like, small segment of our listening population that'll probably even know what the booty wall really is. Because there's really even nothing that you can even compare it to, like, from a ubiquitous standpoint.
This is true, but
there's nothing that you can, you know, that you can compare it to.
I want to tell a story, though. I want to put the listener there. Like, imagine it. August of 1995. 98 degrees all day, heat index into the 110.
In Old Town Sicily. I'm joking, go ahead.
And then at 12 a.m., when it starts cooling down.
At 12 a.m., I think it's midnight.
When it starts cooling down, that's when it gets heated back up again.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't that much of a frequenter of the booty wall. Now I was in the quad. Yeah. I was in the quad doing things, but I wasn't out in front of it hunting. Y'all niggas was vultures, if you think about it.
It was going both ways, dog. It was going both ways. As I said earlier.
Vultures and wolves.
Strongest survived.
Scavengers.
I tell you one thing, that's when niggas knew how handsome they were.
See, that would tell you, huh? I don't know.
Niggas knew who shorty knew were ugly. See, a lot of niggas.
Nigga, the booty wall was of mice and men.
Saw a lot of niggas trudging away, stumbling, fuck these bitches.
As they make that long walk down 4th Street.
Back to Drew.
Alone.
I'm going to make A's, and I'm prude all of them. And I'm like, no, I want to date your ass now. Why do they love bad boys?
Oh, man.
They love all the bad dudes. But a guy, never been to prison, no baby mamas, we don't get no love. Good times, man. Good times.
Who hurt you?
That's what you want to ask.
Man, I really don't have much more.
I mean, I'm just talking shit now. At that point, I'm just rumbling through.
Yo, we need Dr. Tam back ASAP. Dr. Tam, if you're listening to this week's edition, you can't miss me. You gotta give us more of a heads up. Your ass ain't gonna be here.
At least forward the talking points.
Yeah, yeah. You still have a job to do, Heffa. We love you, Dr. Tam. Yo, I'm real shit. I can rap. Plus, like, I smell my wife's cooking downstairs. So
I mean, if we think of something else, we'll all get back on.
Yeah, for sure.
All right,
you do that. I could always spice it back in.
No doubt.
Raj Sala Radio Show. It's your boy Ubiquitous.
Digga.
And we out.